So this next part of the problem asks us how far from the base of the cliff will the biker land? In other words, we want to know how much distance the biker traverses in the x-axis, or the x-direction. So we're asking for the horizontal displacement, essentially. Now we can use the variable we just calculated in our last step, and the fact that time is the one variable that links both the horizontal and vertical components. So now that we know that it takes 1.8 seconds for the biker to land, which we calculated in our last step, we can use that number and plug it into an equation for the horizontal distance. So we can use the simple equation of velocity equals change in displacement over change in time, plug in our time value from the last step, and plug in our initial horizontal velocity, which we're given in the problem. And as we said at the beginning, the initial horizontal velocity remains the velocity throughout in a projectile motion problem. So you can see here in the middle of the slide, we've gone through the calculations and determined that the biker will land 12.6 meters from the base of the cliff.